Let's talk about our health. If you started to notice an increase in the appearance of wrinkles, fine lines, bags under your eyes, or other usual signs of aging, it might be more than just stress. Your collagen levels could be low. As you've gotten older, you may have also found that your nails are more brittle, hair is thinner, and skin isn't as strong, which can all be related to declining collagen production. I'm impressed because just in weeks of taking this premium collagen powder, I've noticed a significant reduction in the appearance of wrinkles and fine lines. My skin once again regained its youthful glow, hydration, and elasticity. If you want to try it as well and experience the amazing effects it has, get a bag today for 51% off, plus receive several free bonuses before the spring sale ends by going to healthwithx22.com. That is healthwithx22.com. Let's talk about investing. In the first 30 days of this year, Bitcoin has recovered 40% and Ethereum has recovered 36.37%. No other asset has recovered that fast in the first month of 2023. TradingView's data shows that institutional investors are responsible for 35% of Bitcoin's 40% rally, a clear sign that investors' confidence in the crypto market is back. My Digital Money can help you securely invest in cryptocurrency. Unlike most other crypto platforms, MyDigitalMoney.com, with our partner Equity Trust founded in 1974, holds your crypto in trust. That means we will never be able to commingle our funds with yours. With MyDigitalMoney.com, you can invest with security of knowing your crypto is yours and yours alone. Just go to MyDigitalMoney.com or call them at 833-636-2008. Whether you're investing in crypto IRA for retirement or want to save for a medium-term financial goals with a standard trading account, MyDigitalMoney.com will help you do so with unparalleled security. Visit them at MyDigitalMoney.com or call them at 833-636-2008. Open an account now and get $50 in your account. Just enter X22 in the promo code field. Terms apply. And remember, there's always a risk of loss, and past performance is not indicative of future results. Let's talk about our health. A recent survey reveals that if you're concerned about weight loss and you want to get on a diet, half of all Americans are with you. One of the easiest ways I recommend jumpstarting a new diet plan is with the amazing keto powder. This substance helps you tap into many of the weight management benefits of being in ketosis, even without the need for extreme carb restrictions or having to go through the infamous keto flu. I'm impressed because in just weeks of taking this, I've noticed a significant difference in appetite and cravings. If you want to try it as well and experience the amazing effects it had, get a bag today for 51% off, plus receive several free bonuses before their spring sale ends by going to ketowithx22.com. That is ketowithx22.com. Let's talk about protecting our wealth. Noble Gold Investments have made it their mission to stay on top of the most important economic news. Three bank runs in less than 1 week. These are the second largest and third largest runs in history. The government is taking steps to guarantee all deposits. That means more money printing. Plus, the Fed is sitting on unrealized losses of approximately $1.2 trillion on their $8.3 trillion bond portfolio. And the Fed will continue to raise interest rates even if they tank the economy. Do you know who are the only ones not afraid? The ones that are investing in gold and Noble Gold Investments. Gold is the most stable asset outside of any government control. Thousands have approached Noble Gold Investments to get their hands on gold. Hurry and go to x22gold.com to secure your wealth now and get a free 5-ounce America the Beautiful coin with each gold or silver IRA if you qualify. That is x22gold.com. That is x22gold.com. And remember, there's always a risk of investment and there's no guarantee of any kind. Hi, and welcome to the X22 Report Spotlight. Today we have a new guest, Kerry Lake, and I am happy and honored to have Kerry on the X22 Report Spotlight. Kerry, welcome to the Spotlight.
It is so nice to be here, Dave. Thank you for inviting me. I'm looking forward to this.
No, thank you for coming on the show. I really appreciate it. And before we get started, I just want to say thank you from me and probably America for standing your ground, fighting against the criminal syndicate. I mean, you should be very proud that you're going up against these people and you're standing your ground. You're not backing down. And myself and many others, we are all behind you. We support you. We're behind you and we're proud of you. So thank you.
Wow. Well, you're welcome. And we're in this together, truly. And so my feet are firm. I'm not moving. I'm not flinching, but I could not do it without the prayers and support from the American people who are really fed up with the corruption in this country and the, lack of leadership that's coming out of DC and from our politicians. And so I'm getting my strength from the American people, and I'm happy to be in this fight. I try to keep a attitude of gladness, because how lucky are we to be alive and be chosen by God to be here at this pivotal moment in our history, our country's history, and in human history. And so even when it's tough, I try to remember that God put us here at this moment because he has that much faith in us to do the right thing.
Absolutely. And I wanted to ask you about your case against Katie Hobbs, Maricopa County, because when I watched the trials, I mean, I must have seen it very, very differently than the judge, because I saw the chain of custody wasn't followed. They didn't even have documentation. I heard the individual perjure himself on the stand, and the whole thing, I'm just sitting there, and I think America was sitting there just watching this going, I can't believe what I'm hearing, what I'm seeing. And the judge just looked the other way. So now you're moving this whole thing towards the Supreme Court. And, you know, how is it going? What can people expect to happen with the Supreme Court of Arizona?
Oh, boy. I pray they do better than that judge, because yeah. I was the same way. I was watching the case. Of course, I knew much of what we had in the case, but I was watching it and so proud of our attorneys. I was so proud of the whistleblowers that came forward. You know, a lot of people had said during that case, why didn't you put voters on the stand? Why didn't you put the whistleblowers on the stand? Because we only had 5 hours to put our case forward. Because it was an election contest, there are specific rules. The judge only gave us 5 hours to put our case forward. But all of that, we had, I think it was 1,000 pages of documentation that was submitted to the court. So all of that information, the declarations, sworn declarations, were part of the case. And I just find it really hard to believe that judge could have read through 1,000 pages and made that ruling so quickly. And it was a bad ruling, obviously. It was almost like, did you just hear what we heard? Yeah. Did you just see what we saw? And so I'm hoping that the Supreme Court does the right thing. We have 7 justices on our Supreme Court, and it's imperative that they take this case up. They on Tuesday is when they're going to start digging through all of what we've presented to them. It's so imperative that they take this up, because if they don't, if the lower judge rulings stands, it basically tells election officials from here going forward, whether they're in cities, towns, counties, or the state, that election laws don't matter, that chain of custody is just a suggestion, you really don't have to do it, that none of the procedures really matter, just kind of run the elections however you want. And that's a very dangerous precedent to set. And they effectively would be putting their stamp of approval, these justices, on the most corrupt election that I believe we've ever seen in the country. They took what they did in 2020 and they upped their game in 2022, because they recognize that this movement of We the People, of America First, we call it Arizona First, is so powerful that they had to steal it in broad daylight, right in front of everybody. Nobody believes that Katie Hobbs is the governor, except a few people who are delusional and want to believe that, or they don't care that the cheating is happening because they want their person to be in the governor's office. So I'm hoping that the justices do the right thing. I pray that they will. And I think that, you know, history will look kindly on somebody who stands up at this difficult time and does the right thing.
Are you prepared to bring this all the way up to the United States Supreme Court?
If we can, and we're trying to look at how we could do that, I hope that we don't have to do that. I hope that the judges do the right thing in Arizona Supreme Court. But I'm working with our attorneys. Kurt Olson's amazing, Brian Blem. I'll tell you, the real heroes right now, Dave, are attorneys who are willing to stand up and get in this fight, because they're being sanctioned, punished, having the ability to earn a living taken from them and their law licenses taken from them if they stand up and fight this all-important fight. We're looking at if that's an option, but we're kind of focused on this right now. It could be an option that we pursue if we have to.
And, you know, it's funny. I remember a video that you put out. I think it was on Twitter when you showed all the boxes of all the ballots and everything. I thought that was a great visual display to show these are all the ballots that were, you know, rejected. And, you know, these are all the voters. And it actually showed people how many people were disenfranchised and how many people didn't get to actually have their vote counted in the right way. And I thought that was absolutely fantastic. So people can actually have a visual of what really happened.
Well, we did that rally. It was done in January. It was 2 weeks before the Super Bowl, because I remember we decided to do it on a Sunday. And it was I think it was the NFC game, or I forget what it was, but it was a big football game happening at the same time we did the rally. And I said to my team, oh my gosh, no one's going to show up. There's apparently this big NFL game. I'll be honest, I haven't been following football lately. I'm a little bit preoccupied. And so I was really worried no one would show up. We ended up having a massive crowd, four times capacity. The fire marshal showed up and threatened to shut it all down because there were that many people there who showed up because they wanted to find out what was happening in our case. So we presented on stage during that rally where our case stood, what our evidence was, showing how they targeted on election day, knowing that 75% of the people showing up were voting for me, who were Republican voters. They intentionally targeted us on election day by printing intentionally the wrong image on the ballot so it would jam up the machines, and 250,000 ballots were rejected. Now, the county will say, well, they were counted anyway. Just trust us on that. You know, I'm beyond just trust us anymore with the way things are working in our society. And so 250,000 ballots were spit out. They said that they brought them down and made duplicates. But when we went to have a ballot inspection for our case, when they pulled these ballots for inspecting, the duplicates weren't attached to them. And so there is doubt whether they were really counted. There's a lot of doubt in the way the system is run because they aren't following the procedures. They're not following the laws. And that's really what our case is about. And we wanted to visualize it and show people just how many ballots, 250,000 ballots are. It's a lot. And you could see it by that visual showing those boxes.
Yeah, you definitely can. And you know what? I think there's a very simple remedy. Instead of them saying, you know, trust us with this, trust us with that, how about we just take all the ballots and forget the machines, take the ballots, count them, and check the signatures? Wouldn't that just be a very simple solution so we can find out of who's telling the truth?
Well, absolutely. Yeah. I mean, but the problem is that we have, what we do is we vote, I call it election month. We vote for something like 27 or 28 days here. We've got a glut of mail-in ballots that get sent out. Some of them get returned. Some of them sit on top of mailboxes. And then we found out during our investigation through three whistleblowers we had that the signature verification, that is the only security in, when it comes to mail-in ballots is that signature, that's the affidavit saying, hey, this is my ballot. I signed it. And this is my signature. They're not even doing proper signature matches. They said they did, but they didn't. Because if they would have, they would have only had 8 seconds maximum to inspect and match signatures. That's humanly impossible. It's impossible to do. And we uncovered a lot of problems with the signature verification process, which is really, there's only two ways to secure mail-in ballots: chain of custody and signature verification. They failed at both of those. We know 300,000 ballots had no chain of custody. I mean, where do those ballots come from? How do we know they're legitimate, legal ballots? How do we know that they weren't just injected into the system? And when you're not following that signature verification, then we don't know if those are valid. And we know from our whistleblowers that they were accepting anything, scribbles, things that did not pass through. They were trying to pass them through again. More than 10,000 signatures were being denied every day because they were so bad. And then they would find out the next day that somebody pushed them through and counted them anyways. It is a complete mess here in Maricopa County. We vote for a month and then they count for 2 weeks as long as they need to get the result they want. And that is not going to work. The people are tired of that. We need to get back to election day, I believe, where we use paper ballots, ID, and we count it that day. And Dave, somebody said to me recently, it would take too long to count it that day. I said, oh, you mean like the 13 days it's taking now to count? Yeah. Is that too long? We could actually have them counted by the end of the evening on election day, if done properly and if done with small precincts. It could be done. It used to be done that way, and it could be done that way now, and it would be much more secure.
Yeah, I remember when I was younger, I mean, we went to a local precinct. It was very small, and you just had a small group of voters there. And if each one of the smaller precincts, they count the votes, it's not really that big of a problem. But the one thing that I get out of all of this is that they must have been really afraid of you coming into office because they cheated like we've never seen before, and which means they're panicking because you were telling you were going to shut down the borders, you were going to reverse everything they were going to do. So what I think the good thing that came out of this is that because the American people, I don't think they really saw the fraud before, the election fraud. They heard, they saw what happened in 2020. But this time around, they really saw that that there were problems. I mean, we saw things that we've never seen before. And I think now the American people actually are believing that the elections are not on the up and up, that there is fraud. And they're seeing how they cheat, which I think is a good thing, because without this, no one would know. And I think this is going to bring everything out so people can understand how that system of cheating actually works. And as you continually probe into what they've been doing, I think it's just going to get worse and worse for them as time goes on.
Well, this is why they hate populist candidates such as myself or President Trump or Bolsonaro. It's really hard to cheat. They're cheating all over the world. I will tell you that. I was interviewed recently by a reporter out of Australia and out of France, or I'm sorry, out of Japan. And they were talking about how in Japan, people know about me and are following me. And I said, wow. Are you serious? In Japan, they are? They said, yeah. Oh, my gosh, we're following you because our elections are corrupt here as well. And the same thing was told to me from the Australian reporter. Our elections are corrupt, I believe, all over the world. It's just hard to tell when you have two kind of typical, you know, candidates. They can rig the election. Mm. When it's a populist like Trump, it is very apparent when they have to steal it because they have to go to huge measures to make that happen. And with me versus Katie Hobbs, this basement candidate who had no policies, was a twice convicted racist, didn't even campaign, wouldn't debate, was afraid of her own shadow, ran from the public. It was very obvious that nobody was voting for her. We had Democrats every day come up and say, I'm voting for you. You're the first Republican I voted for. We can't wait to vote for you. We believe in your policies because they're good for Arizona. And so they had to go all out to cheat, right? It was like highway robbery in broad daylight. Everybody saw it. And I've told this story before. It was a couple of weeks before the election. And I had this moment where I kind of called the Holy Spirit came upon me, and I was praying, and God kind of indicated to me that things might not go the way I thought they were going to go, which is all of our internal polling was showing we were up by 11 points. Even some of the public polling was showing that. It was very obvious when we were out that this was a political movement unlike anything we've ever seen in Arizona before. But I was getting this sense from God that it wasn't going to go the way we hoped it would. And I said, you know, whatever has to happen, this is about opening people's eyes. And I do believe our election opened not just eyes in Arizona, but around the country. Because as I travel around the country, and I've been to several states, people know me and they say, thank you for fighting. We know our elections are messed up. No one's willing to fight it. And you are, and we appreciate that. And it's not just me. I mean, there's a team behind me. We've got investigators. We have volunteers who are spending hours digging through, looking at signature verification, getting facts to put in our case. There are so many volunteers who love this country. I'm getting some of the credit because I'm out there, but I want people who are watching your show to know there are literally hundreds of people who are in this fight with me. We're standing shoulder to shoulder. You know, I look at someone like Mike Lindell, who's put so much effort into this and has been a punching bag by the fake news media and really, truly some nasty people on the left and really in the uniparty, but he continues with a smile on his face to fight for election integrity. There's a whole band of us that are sticking together, and this is a hill worth dying on for us.
Yeah, and they're also attacking you quite a bit, just like they're attacking Trump, because they don't like the outsiders. Like you said, they like to have their two candidates. It makes the election look good. And when there's an outsider that is brought in, they don't know how to handle this.
They thought they got rid of Trump, right?
Yes.
You know, they for 7 years, he went from being beloved. Mm-hmm. And I think his new book is going to show how beloved he was when you see all these celebrities and dignitaries writing all these beautiful letters to him. He went from being beloved to being attacked in the most vicious way I've ever seen for 7 years and lied about, and the media trolls going after him and the social media trolls. And then they still couldn't get rid of him. People still said, no, we love him and we want to vote for him. In 2020, he won in a landslide. They had to steal and cheat. And they created, I believe that the whole push with COVID was partially to change our election so that they could steal it. And then we saw what happened January 6th to push this certification and condemn people and prevent people from speaking out and protesting peacefully. They created this, Ray Epps style craziness on January 6th, which most of these people were very peaceful. And it was all to bring Trump down. And then 2 years later, here comes this middle-aged woman, a fed-up mom, who decides to leave my career, jump into politics because the people recruited me to. The people of Arizona said, please run for governor. And I do so, and they go, oh, my gosh, we have another version of Trump on our hands. And she's going to win this, and she's going to do exactly what she said. She's going to shut down the border to illegal activity. She's going to go after the cartels. She's going to go after the fentanyl. She's going to go after the child trafficking and human trafficking. And she's going to restore law and order and, you know, go after the crazy stuff they're teaching our kids in school. We have to stop her. But they didn't have the benefit of 7 years of attacking me. I came in with 85% name ID. Now I have 99% name ID. So they spent a year and a half attacking me in the media. I had 100% negative stories, but the people of Arizona weren't buying it because they'd watched me for nearly 30 years. And they said, well, we know she's not all these things you're telling us. You know, they called me a racist, a Nazi, all the usual things they do. And the people of Arizona just weren't buying it because they knew me. I was in their home for 30 years and they knew that the media was full of crap. Pardon my French.
Yeah, absolutely.
And they had to stop us. And this is why they're going after MAGA candidates. I think I think there was stealing of elections all across this country on November 8th. They wanted to set the narrative that MAGA is dead. Make America Great Again is dead. That anybody Trump touches and, you know, endorses fails, which is not true. People love President Trump. And I believe if they don't love him, it's because they've been brainwashed by a very evil media.
Yeah, I agree with that. I read someplace, did someone try to pay you off to get out of politics?
Yes. It was the Tuesday before I left for CPAC. So it was about a week and a half ago, 2 weeks ago. And I had someone give me a call and said that they needed to show up at my door. They needed to talk to me face to face. And which is always a kind of sets alarm bells off. Right. And then they showed up and they said that some people, very powerful people back east, wanted to make me an offer, a big salary, big job title, position on a board, under the condition that I just kind of park politics for 2 years. So I don't run for Senate. I don't run for anything for 2 years. And then I could get back in it. And I laughed at the person. I said, are you serious? You know that I walked away from a prestigious job. I was in the media as the, you know, top news anchor in Arizona. And I walked away from a seven-figure contract. That doesn't motivate me. A job title, money doesn't motivate me. We're in a point where what good does it what does it matter if you have a ton of money if you don't have a country where you have freedom? And so as I was skirting this person out and trying to kind of get them away and let them know I'm not interested in that, the conversation escalated to, well, what would it take? How much money? What would it take for you to do that, for you not to get into politics for 2 years? Tell us what it would take. And I said, I wouldn't do it for a million, 10 million or 100 million. This is insane. I am going to represent the people of Arizona come hell or high water, because we are not going to walk away. If they steal an election and that they want us to go away, we're not going away. And so I shared that on the stage at CPAC. Partially is almost like a little bit of life insurance. I thought I got to get this out just in case anything happens, because you know how dangerous this world is right now. But that's how far they'll go. I'd always heard of that kind of thing. And then when that literally showed up on my doorstep, that kind of an offer, it was a little bit freaky. At first, they make you a nice offer, and then you wonder what the next offers are if you don't take them up on that offer.
I think what they did was, I think they made a mistake going after Trump and yourself. I didn't think they expected both of you to fight back the way you are. And I think they didn't know what to do with this, because they never had people that would stand up to them. Because I think in the past, what they had was people that just backed down. They said, okay, I'll take the money. Let's talk about our health. A recent survey reveals that if you're concerned about weight loss and you want to get on a diet, half of all Americans are with you. One of the easiest ways I recommend jumpstarting a new diet plan is with the amazing keto powder. This substance helps you tap into many of the weight management benefits of being in ketosis, even without the need for extreme carb restrictions or having to go through the infamous keto flu. I'm impressed because in just weeks of taking this, I've noticed a significant difference in appetite and cravings. If you want to try it as well and experience the amazing effects it had, get a bag today for 51% off, plus receive several free bonuses before their spring sale ends by going to ketowithx22.com. That is ketowithx22.com. Let's talk about protecting our wealth. Noble Gold Investments have made it their mission to stay on top of the most important economic news. Three bank runs in less than 1 week. These are the second largest and third largest runs in history. The government is taking steps to guarantee all deposits. That means more money printing. Plus, the Fed is sitting on unrealized losses of approximately $1.2 trillion on their $8.3 trillion bond portfolio. And the Fed will continue to raise interest rates even if they tank the economy. Do you know who are the only ones not afraid? The ones that are investing in gold and Noble Gold Investments. Gold is the most stable asset outside of any government control. Thousands have approached Noble Gold Investments to get their hands on gold. Hurry and go to x22gold.com to secure your wealth now and get a free 5-ounce America the Beautiful coin with each gold or silver IRA if you qualify. That is x22gold.com. That is x22gold.com. And remember, there's always a risk of investment and there's no guarantee of any kind. Or I'll do whatever you say. And I don't think they ever expected Trump and yourself to actually stand up to them and say no. And I don't think they know what to do with this.
They don't. And I think the people are happy that we're standing up. And, you know, I've talked to President Trump many, many times. I just talked to him yesterday, as a matter of fact. But I always tell him, thank you for being a fighter for us. Thank you. I mean, he crawled so we could walk. He crawled so we could run. He was the first one in there when it was really hard to stand up in this kind of, in these winds, in these, you know, in the hail and in the storm. He was the one that was standing up when you were getting canceled for even associating with him. He stood there and took it. It's a lot easier now to stand up and be strong than it was 7 years ago. And so I always say to him, thank you for everything you're doing. And he says, what choice do we have, right? What choice do we have?
That is true.
And I think that's true. What choice do we have? Are we going to look into the eyes of our children or grandchildren and say, well, you know, we had a great go of it. Good luck. Enjoy communism. Enjoy globalism. I'm not willing to do that. I want my kids to have a future. And, you know, I believe we're in really troubling times. That's no shock, right? But if we stand up right now and fight and say, no, we demand our freedoms, we demand our liberties, we demand honest elections, and we the people join together, we are so very powerful that they won't know what to do with us.
Do you think the country's waking up? Yeah, I mean, you mentioned, you know, globalism, and do you think the country's waking up now with the resident in the White House? Because the economy's failing, but we're seeing banks fail now. The borders are wide open. The borders are open up in Arizona. We're on the edge of war. Do you think this is waking the American people up with everything that Biden is pushing? Is it waking the people up, or are people agreeing with what he's doing?
I think it's waking people up, actually. Okay. And I hate to see that we have to go through this much pain and difficulty for people to kind of open their eyes. But you have to realize the level of brainwashing by the media has been so strong. I see people still walking around wearing masks. And, you know, I walked away from my job during COVID because I realized that this was a very powerful agenda and narrative being pushed. And it just wasn't, it was to divide us and scare us and have us living in fear. And so we've been brainwashed by the media for decades, and it's hard to break that. But I do think as we teeter on the verge of going into World War III, that'll wake some people up. I've been seeing things, and maybe you even put them on your show, where AOC will be out there doing a town hall with her constituents, and they're turning on her, saying, yeah, you are marching us into war, into nuclear war. What's wrong with you? So that shows that people are waking up. For some people, it's going to take, unfortunately, financial ruin or a financial collapse. I hate to see that, because I know when I was on the campaign trail, people I feel so badly for that were struggling the most were the people who were either near or just recently retired, who had done everything right, worked hard, saved money, had a pension or a 401k, and they were watching their savings just shrivel up under Joe Biden. And they were worried they would have to go try to find a part-time job or get back in the workforce because they didn't think they'd have enough money for retirement. And now we're watching a potential financial issues. I hope it doesn't get to a collapse. You know, I've heard President Trump say it could look like 1929. That was not a good year. Yeah. That may wake people up as well. I do know a couple of really liberal people in my world who I think for them, it's really hard to admit they were wrong. And so it's going to, they'll have to have their backs pushed against the wall. They'll have to be watching their pension dry up. They'll have to be watching things get really, really bad because I think there might be some pride there where they don't want to admit they were wrong. And those are going to be the tough nuts to crack, I guess you could say.
Let me just touch upon the border right now, because we know that it seems like it's an invasion. I think Trump mentioned that it was an invasion. And when I look at Texas and Arizona, you know, people see people coming through the borders. I mean, how bad is it in Arizona? When you talk about the borders and you talk about human trafficking, child trafficking, I mean, can you just explain like how bad it is in Arizona with everyone coming over?
It's, you know, I covered the state for 27 years as a fair and honest journalist, and I'd never seen it so secure as under President Trump. He figured out, even though he was being hit with attacks from his own party, from the media, from the left, he figured out how to make our border more secure with his policies and with his attempt to finish the wall. It wasn't completed yet, but it really, where it was complete, stopped people from coming over for the most part. Obviously, people will say, oh, you can get a ladder. You just build a taller ladder. Yeah, that happens occasionally. But it's harder to get 300 people over on a ladder quickly, like when you have a completely open border and they can just rush the border. It is the worst I've ever seen it. It's worse than you can even imagine. Hundreds of people coming across, children being used to get people across, children being trafficked. The hotels are full in some of these towns. And that's not a good thing because they can't get tourists in now. They've got them loaded up with people who are here illegally. Our housing crisis is getting worse here in Arizona because we already don't have enough homes for people. And now you've got millions of people coming into this country. Where are they staying? Government's paying to put them up. Government's giving them cell phones. Government is giving them social security numbers, I've heard, in some cases. Wow. Our hospitals are taxed in places like Yuma and the border counties, and are not getting paid back for the services. You know, the babies are being born in the maternity wards. The people are coming in with injuries and the hospitals are having to take care of them, obviously. And they're not getting reimbursed for that. It's causing great stress on our system here in Arizona. But unfortunately, it doesn't stay in the border state. It goes all across this country. To me, the hardest part on the campaign trail, Dave, was when a mother or father would come up to me after an event, and they would say, I lost my 19-year-old son to fentanyl poisoning. Or I lost my 22-year-old daughter. She took a half a pill. She thought it was a Xanax. And she's gone. And now her little boy is left without a mom. He's an orphan. This is the kind of stuff that's happening almost at every event. And that fact that Joe Biden has opened our border up, that man has blood on his hands. I believe that our government is the biggest partner with the cartel, and their favorite partner is Joe Biden, because he's responsible for this. He could have kept President Trump's policies in place, but on day one, within minutes, he opened up our border and with a wink and a nod told the world to come. It's meant to destabilize our country, and it's happening. We're seeing some of these footage out where 1,000 people are rushing the border patrol stations.
Yeah.
This is an invasion, and on minute one, as soon as I took my hand off the Bible, my plan was to call it that, declare an invasion on our border, get boots on the ground, and stop this nonsense and protect the people of Arizona. We have the right to do that in the Constitution, Article 1, Section 10. And I'm shocked that more governors aren't doing that for their people. And they were afraid of me. They did not want a governor in who was going to do exactly that. We were going to put to shame these other governors who failed to protect their citizens, who look the other way as their states are being overrun by people coming in illegally. We don't even know the criminal background of a lot of these people, but we do know the criminal background of some of them. And we're talking about murderers. We are talking about rapists. We are talking about people who are violent. Just as President Trump said after he came down the escalator all those many years ago, he was exactly right. That's the kind of people coming across our border. And we've got to stop this or we will not have a country much longer. And they will kill our young people with fentanyl poisoning. It's happening at levels that we've never seen. They're so high, we've never seen levels this high before.
Well, what do you think the main agenda is here? Why would the resident, I call him the resident guy living in the White House, why would they want all these people who aren't vetted coming into this country? What is the purpose of it?
Well, I think it's to destabilize our nation.
Okay.
I think it's to put stress on the middle class. I mean, each of these people coming in is taking a job and, you know, keep our wages lower, put stress on the middle class, when you're bringing criminals in, you're adding chaos onto the streets where we already are. Our law enforcement in almost every city, I challenge you to find a city that is fully staffed with law enforcement.
Yeah.
And so you're putting even more stress. You're causing more anxiety with the people. And I believe the push for fentanyl and even more dangerous drugs now, we're seeing that they're even adding more dangerous drugs to the fentanyl. It's to kill and kill off a young generation of people. It's like the opium wars back in China. You don't have to look far to realize they can take out a generation of people by poisoning them with drugs. And then you add in the strife and the homeless problem that we're seeing, people not having jobs. It is to destabilize and, I believe, destroy our country.
Yeah.
People who don't love our country, and I think that's no surprise to you and your listeners. There's a lot of people out there who don't love our country. And I think the man in the White House is one of them. We know for a fact he's beholden to the CCP and the Ukraine. And unfortunately, the good people of this country, that information was kept from them in 2020. It's now starting to trickle out, thank God. But we don't have to look any further than the laptop from hell to see all the business dealings that Hunter Biden was making for his father, Joe Biden. And that man sold out our country. And these are the people sitting in the White House pushing policies that are destroying our country, our sovereignty, destroying our financial system. When he turned off the ability to our energy sector here that President Trump had brought back in a very healthy way, we've got more oil underneath the ground here in America. We don't need oil from the Middle East. And we were independent. We were energy independent. When Joe Biden came in the same week that he opened up our borders, he shut down our energy independence. This is his intent on destroying our country. I don't know that there's any other explanation for it. No. I can't think of any other explanation for it.
He must be panicked in some way because of all the investigations that are going on now around him with Hunter Biden, his dealings with Ukraine, with China, because he's doing very strange things now, almost like a dictator, actually, because now he's, you know, pushing universal background checks without legislation. He's just making an executive order. And it feels like he's panicked right now and he's nervous about what the people are going to learn. I mean, look, we had the House and the Senate unanimously vote to declassify everything with COVID, with what happened. And the bill sitting on his desk, why didn't he sign off on it? Why didn't he veto it? What is going on? That doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, I don't know about that. I wondered why all the Democrats signed off on it. I thought that was really interesting. And I thought that's so unusual. But maybe they signed off on it to give them cover because they knew he wasn't going to sign it. So in other words, well, we can sign this. We can put our name to it. Maybe it'll help us in our reelection, but we know that Joe Biden won't sign it. And so we know it'll never come out.
You know, it's funny because now you mentioned this, I was thinking about it. And if he's holding out, I wonder if he's trying to make a deal with the Democrats right now or something, because he's going to become a liability very soon, or he already is. Because
I think he's been a liability.
I mean,
to America,
To America, but for the Democratic Party, because with the investigations that are going on and the information that will be coming out, I don't know if they can have him around anymore. I think they're going to need a way to get rid of him. And I remember going back in time when I heard Trump, when he was down in Texas, right before Biden came into the White House, he said that the 25th Amendment is going to actually hurt Biden and not Trump himself. So I wonder if they're trying to remove him one way or another. If everything comes out, he has no chance in 2024 of doing anything. I mean, he really doesn't have a chance in 2024 anyhow, but it would be awful for the Democratic Party. So it, to me, I feel like they're in the background, maybe they're making some type of deal or where somehow, some way he can save face and they can remove him.
I don't know how that all works, because then we would have Kamala Harris. And I mean, I think they're equally disastrous.
Oh, yeah.
What we have to do is truly address the 2020 election. And I've never shied away from that. And I was called every name in the book, election denier. But look, I don't care what people call me. Mm-hmm. I really don't. I know what the truth is. And I know that that election was fraught with fraud. And we put the wrong person in the White House. That's no surprise, I think, to a lot of people who are honest with themselves. And until we deal with that, I don't know how we move forward. People say we got to keep looking forward. Of course we do. I mean, we've got great policies, great solutions. But when elections are being stolen like that, and the wrong person ends up in the White House, like Joe Biden, the consequences are deadly. I mean, they're deadly when it comes to the fentanyl crisis. They're deadly mm-hmm. when it comes to our withdrawal from Afghanistan. They're deadly when it comes to, you know, you name it. You just go the immigration, the illegal immigration crisis. And so we have to address the number one issue. It's the elephant in the room. We have to address our elections. And how do we solve any of these problems if we are having elections where we're not actually choosing the people? Everyone chose our policies here in Arizona that my team put together and we planned to do. Everyone chose that, but they took that choice away by stealing an election. And so I just keep beating that drum, because it is the most critical issue of our time.
I agree with you. Let me ask you one final question, and you don't have to answer it. You can't answer it. During CPAC, I guess there was a straw poll that was done, and everyone wanted you as vice president. So right now, Trump is running for 2024, and he hasn't mentioned who his vice president's going to be. So if he gets the nomination, which I do believe he's going to get, and he, say, asks you to be vice president, how would you answer?
Well, I've answered this question, okay. And my priority right now, you know, Tuesday, the Supreme Court is going to be looking at our case. So my priority is 100% to win my case and get in the governor's office.
Okay.
I've got to save Arizona, and that's my priority. I don't know what's going to happen in that case. I wish that I had a crystal ball and I could tell your listeners what's going to happen in that case. And I pray that the right thing happens. And if it does happen, I will be governor of Arizona, and that will be my priority. At the same time, I'll do whatever I can to help President Trump win. I think he is the only person qualified for the job to do the job at this pivotal and critical moment. We need a man who on day one can get in there and whip things into shape, turn things around on a world stage. There's nobody like President Donald J. Trump on the world stage. He can end this fast march right now into World War III. I think when he says he can stop that within 24 hours, I believe that. And we need him here domestically to help with our economy, help turn things around and start putting America First policies in. So my priority is to be governor of Arizona, and I'm putting every fiber of my being, every prayer that I have is going toward the Supreme Court doing the right thing and making sure that the will of the voter is heard here in Arizona. And I'll do what I can also to help President Trump.
Fantastic. Carrie, thank you very much for being on the X22 Report Spotlight. Oh, go ahead.
Can I say one more thing, by the
sure.
way, about that?
Go for it.
I don't think it matters who President Trump's VP is. He's so powerful and so good. He will decide that when he wants to decide that. And his policies he's putting out right now, I don't know if you're listening to each and every one of his speeches. These are policies that are new policies. We've never heard them before. Mm-hmm. They're going to take America into a level of abundance and, you know, I think restoring our greatness in ways we've never seen before. I'm so excited about the policies. I wish people were listening about his policies more instead of getting kind of lost in the weeds of who's going to be his VP. That'll come much later. And I think whatever he decides will be a good choice.
So that was my last question. I guess it really isn't. I agree with you with his policies. And what I find very interesting is that everything that the resident is doing, and I'm talking about Biden, Trump is coming up with the solutions and telling and showing and you know, explaining to the people, this is what we need to do. And I think you're absolutely right that people have never heard any of this before. And what he's talking about is it's going to make the country incredible. And every time that the resident does something, Trump gives a solution to let everyone know, no, we can fix this. We don't have to go down this path. And I think that's very important.
It's actually so good for our spirit too right now, because I had dinner with a friend and he said, help me. I just, you know, help me realize that we're going to be okay. Mm. And we are going to be okay. And President Trump's trying to show people, as bad as it is, he's saying, I can get in there and turn it around. And we know he can, because when he got into office, they said all of his ideas before weren't going to work. And immediately he got to work. He started ticking off everything on his to-do list. He got it done. He got it done quickly, even though he was being attacked by his own party, by the left, by the media. So we know he will get in there and get it done. He's proven that once before. And I think he can do it again quickly. If you listen to what he wants to do, he's showing us that we can turn this Titanic around. And it truly feels like we're on the Titanic right now with Joe Biden. That being said, I want to give people hope, but we have to all jump in. We can't. What they want most when they steal these elections, Dave, is for us to throw our hands up and say, I give up. I'm not going to vote anymore. Why would I vote? Why would I take part in this? That's exactly what they want. They want the movement of we the people to just walk away in frustration. We have to get out and vote, even in the rigged, corrupt system. When we showed up and voted on November 8th here in Arizona, look what we revealed. Look at the criminals we revealed, the criminal activity. We exposed it all. The light hit it. And now we are in court. And granted, the ruling hasn't gone our way just yet, but we're revealing who's who. We know who these crooks are, who these criminals are, and we're going to come after them someday. We will win, and there will be hell to pay someday for these people who've turned their back on our country, who've turned their back on the fellow citizen, who've stolen our vote and stolen our voice. And I will tell you this, when I get in the governor's office, and I pray that that does happen, there will be justice. We're not letting these crimes go. We're not letting them go.
I agree with you. Carrie, how can people help you with all of this?
Thank you. Well, you know, follow me, pray for us, pray for our attorneys, all the whistleblowers, pray for those judges in the Arizona Supreme Court. If people want to find out more about our case, they can go to carrielake.com, K-A-R-I-L-A-K-E.com. If they want to help with our legal fees, they can do that. If they don't want to or can't afford to, I understand that as well. We're living in Joe Biden's world and it's not easy right now. But the greatest thing you can do is send prayers our way for healing in our country, for the people to come together, for there to be justice, and we actually can turn things around.
Great. I'll put all the links at the bottom of the video. Carrie, thank you very much for being on the X22 Report Spotlight. I really appreciate it. Thank you very much.
It was a pleasure. Thank you, Dave.
Thank you. Let's talk about our health. If you started to notice an increase in the appearance of wrinkles, fine lines, bag under your eyes, or other usual signs of aging, it might be more than just stress. Your collagen levels could be low. As you've gotten older, you may have also found that your nails are more brittle, hair is thinner, and skin isn't as strong, which can all be related to declining collagen production. I'm impressed because just in weeks of taking this premium collagen powder, I've noticed a significant reduction in the appearance of wrinkles and fine lines. My skin once again regained its youthful glow, hydration, and elasticity. If you want to try it as well and experience the amazing effects it has, get a bag today for 51% off, plus receive several free bonuses before the spring sale ends by going to healthwithx22.com. That is healthwithx22.com. Let's talk about investing. In the first 30 days of this year, Bitcoin has recovered 40% and Ethereum has recovered 36.37%. No other asset has recovered that fast in the first month of 2023. TradingView's data shows that institutional investors are responsible for 35% of Bitcoin's 40% rally, a clear sign that investors' confidence in the crypto market is back. My Digital Money can help you securely invest in cryptocurrency. Unlike most other crypto platforms, MyDigitalMoney.com, with our partner Equity Trust founded in 1974, holds your crypto in trust. That means we will never be able to commingle our funds with yours. With MyDigitalMoney.com, you can invest with security of knowing your crypto is yours and yours alone. Just go to MyDigitalMoney.com or call them at 833-636-2008. Whether you're investing in crypto IRA for retirement or want to save for a medium-term financial goals with a standard trading account, MyDigitalMoney.com will help you do so with unparalleled security. Visit them at MyDigitalMoney.com or call them at 833-636-2008. Open an account now and get $50 in your account. Just enter X22 in the promo code field. Terms apply. And remember, there's always a risk of loss, and past performance is not indicative of future results. Let's talk about our health. A recent survey reveals that if you're concerned about weight loss and you want to get on a diet, half of all Americans are with you. One of the easiest ways I recommend jumpstarting a new diet plan is with the amazing keto powder. This substance helps you tap into many of the weight management benefits of being in ketosis, even without the need for extreme carb restrictions or having to go through the infamous keto flu. I'm impressed because in just weeks of taking this, I've noticed a significant difference in appetite and cravings. If you want to try it as well and experience the amazing effects it had, get a bag today for 51% off, plus receive several free bonuses before their spring sale ends by going to ketowithx22.com. That is ketowithx22.com. Let's talk about protecting our wealth. Noble Gold Investments have made it their mission to stay on top of the most important economic news. Three bank runs in less than 1 week. These are the second largest and third largest runs in history. The government is taking steps to guarantee all deposits. That means more money printing. Plus, the Fed is sitting on unrealized losses of approximately $1.2 trillion on their $8.3 trillion bond portfolio. And the Fed will continue to raise interest rates even if they tank the economy. Do you know who are the only ones not afraid? The ones that are investing in gold and Noble Gold Investments. Gold is the most stable asset outside of any government control. Thousands have approached Noble Gold Investments to get their hands on gold. Hurry and go to x22gold.com to secure your wealth now and get a free 5-ounce America the Beautiful coin with each gold or silver IRA if you qualify. That is x22gold.com. That is x22gold.com. And remember, there's always a risk of investment and there's no guarantee of any kind.